It's a record-breaking year for elections around the world. Dozens of countries are set to hold polls that many say will test democracy. For South Africans who are set to vote in national elections on May 29th, that democracy was especially hard won. But 3 decades since the end of apartheid and white minority rule, the same party is in power. Many are disillusioned. Kate Bartlett spoke to so-called born frees, young people who never knew apartheid and whose votes have the potential to shake things up if they turn out.
Their images were broadcast around the world. People patiently waiting in long lines for hours as millions of South Africans turned out to cast their votes for the first time on April 27, 1994.
I'm so happy. I'm so proud when I vote. Because it's a new South Africa, we get a new freedom, we're happy.
These were some of the voices of the voters NPR spoke to on that momentous day.
We've been waiting for the day. We've never been given a chance to vote, but now we are very happy to vote in my life for choosing the government which I wanted.
It is my first time to vote. I think it's going to be all right for myself.
Nelson Mandela became the country's first black president, and his party, the African National Congress, ANC, won in a landslide.
We are both humbled and elevated by the honor and privilege that you, the people of South Africa, have bestowed on us as the first president of a united, democratic, non-racial, and non-sexist South Africa to lead our country out of the valley of darkness.
Fast forward 30 years, and on this 27th April, now a public holiday known as Freedom Day, things look rather different.
If you're 30 years old in South Africa today, this year, you've only known democracy.
That's Tessa Dooms, director at political think tank Rivonia Circle.
You're sitting in a country that has the highest rates of unemployment on the continent and in some cases in the world, that definitely is the most unequal country by GDP. We've got crime rates that are at war levels.
Multiple opinion polls predict the ANC could get below 50% for the first time and have to go into a coalition. Their once-storied image has been tainted by years of graft and corruption scandals, failure to deliver basic services, and a youth unemployment rate of around 60%. Tessa Dooms again.
Young people are not just disillusioned by political parties. They're disillusioned by the idea of democracy itself. You can't blame anything but democracy for your circumstances if you don't have water, sanitation, a job, prospects, or a future.
As the group, we're going to discuss this, make it a debate. I'm giving you another 5 minutes.
These young South Africans, attending a Freedom Festival celebration in Johannesburg, marking 30 years of democracy, are so-called born frees, a generation who never knew the horrors of apartheid. South Africa has a predominantly young population. If they showed up in their numbers, they could change the course of the election. But many, like Shapiso Mapele, won't.
I haven't voted, don't think I'll ever vote.
I see voting as an endorsement of corruption. I see it as an endorsement of what is happening right now. So my way of protesting would be to say that I don't vote.
Unanti Zeleni disagrees.
I have never voted before, but I think I will this time around. And the reason that I've not been voting, it's simply because of we're solitary.
It's a sentiment echoed by fellow festival attendee, 24-year-old Cameron Smith. They say they definitely intend to vote, but understand why some young people don't.
I think that we were born as born frees with this expectation and this idea that, I don't know, we would have fixed everything, but obviously that isn't the case. The legacy of apartheid lives in everything that we do. Democracy for one of us is not democracy for another.
A generation that has the power to change South Africa's course. Next month's election will be a chance to test that. For NPR News, I'm Kate Bartlett in Johannesburg.